We were talking about them going through the season unbeaten, but they were beaten well yesterday by Newcastle United. Mourinho blames the ball boys, but is that really where to apportion the blame for yesterday's defeat?
No, I don't really think I blame the ball boys. Is the way
I thought
to go.
You might say that.
No, I mean it's just ridiculous nonsense, isn't it? Really, I mean, and in terms of time wasting, I think you'll find Martin O'Neill had steam coming out of his ears playing one of Jose's teams in the UEFA Cup final. I seem to remember. So, it's nothing to do with the ball boys. I think there's 6 minutes injury time in the second half. I think there's a couple of minutes in the first half. So you've had 98 minutes to beat Newcastle, really, and they haven't done it. And that's it. It's nothing to do with the ball boys. Newcastle defended very, very well. Chelsea didn't. I mean, Mourinho says you can't blame any of the players. Well, the first goal, certainly, there's a big mistake made on the way up the field there. And Diego Costa was kept very quiet yesterday. Newcastle lost their second choice goalkeeper at half time, played with their third choice goalkeeper for the entire second half. So rather than blaming the ball boys, I think you've got to give credit to Newcastle for that, because they played extremely well.
Yeah.
Extremely well.
Terrific result for them yesterday, Charlie. Much will be made and much has been made of Matic missing yesterday from the Chelsea team, of course. But does that underline his importance
with
the Chelsea side?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you'd think Chelsea's squad should still be able to cope with his absence. I think, as proved, I think realise now quite what a key player he is and what a great signing he has been for Chelsea. I'm not surprised. I never thought they'd go unbeaten this season. I think that's impossible now. That Arsenal's achievement will never happen again, I think, particularly with a team involved in the Champions League, as Chelsea have been heavily. So I still think Chelsea will win the title, but they do need Matic back, that's for sure. But again, what a great story, what a great result, Newcastle. Who would have thought that at the start of the season? I think Pardew and Allardyce were most people's bet for them to get the bullet, and a great achievement. And Newcastle, as Martin said, were deserved winners yesterday. And Jay say, can't blame the ball boys. Classic deflection there. The other week it was the fans' fault, wasn't it, for making Stamford Bridge too quiet. And yesterday it was the ball boys.
Mm. He seemed very grumpy, didn't he, on Friday, Mourinho, particularly with the broadcast media.
Yes.
There were a lot of one-word answers, a lot of yes, a lot of no's, a lot of maybes. He was a bit tetchy. Why do you think that was going into this game? Is it because of his record at St James's Park and the fact that he's never won there as the Chelsea manager?
Yeah, that'll hurt him a lot. I think it's the sort of thing he's not used to.
He said records, they don't count, they're not important.
Yeah, but going to an away ground and not getting a result, I mean, that's something that'll hurt him. I think also that perhaps, bizarrely, I think it might be quite good that this record's gone and the opportunity of actually going through the season and beating is gone, because every week there's going to become a growing pressure, people talking about it more and more. And it's the sort of thing he wouldn't like. Because it does have an air of complacency about it in terms of talking about whether or not they can go unbeaten. They've just got to win the title, basically. And I think he's constantly getting this question now about, you must be so happy about this, you must be so happy about that, breaking records, going unbeaten. It's the sort of thing he didn't like. I thought on Friday that message was to the players, really. It's typical Mourinho, giving those clipped answers. It's like when he walked out last season in Bucharest halfway through a press conference because he wasn't very happy with things. And maybe he felt there was an air of complacency around the club that was going to be happening.
You've written about it this morning, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it's this way he operates. And he does. The thing about Mourinho is he does get tetchy at strange times. And I can see he might have thought that people were starting to believe their own publicity too much, and he didn't like it. And it could just have been that. And the line of questioning on Friday clearly just irked him, and he thought, that's it, I'm shutting this down. And I thought the mistake he made on Friday was to basically accuse Newcastle of not trying against other teams.
I could not believe it. Why would you say that?
What was the psychology behind that?
Why would you say that?
I was trying to work it in my own mind. How does that work on any level? How does that work?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I read that in the morning and thought, what would you say that for? Why would you basically say, Alan Pardew's team talk for him?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an old cliche about pinning newspaper cuttings to the wall or whatever, but every now and then it's justified. And I was looking at that and thinking, if this is a mind game, this has left me behind.
I mean, this is far too clever for me.
Absolutely. No. Why would you do that? Why would you wind them up? I don't understand that. It's like poking him in the eye. Going, right. You know, I'm wondering why suddenly you get a right hand.
Well, he's done that before.
Yeah, I know.
That's not unusual.
But that's true.
Usually has some sort of reason for doing it. I just didn't understand with that one what he was trying to achieve. It just seems to me that he's playing into Newcastle's hands. You're almost creating an atmosphere. You're thinking this is going to be worse for your team by going up there. And he hasn't. Was it five visits now? It's three losses and two draws. That must really hurt him. There can't be a stadium in the world he's been to and had that sort of record.
No.